Walk us through the president's Truth Social post and this apparent sudden pause in fighting.
Well, Tom, that Truth Social post came just minutes ago, and just within the past few moments, we are now hearing from Iranian state TV, which says that the U.S. has accepted Iran's conditions, although there are still things that are unclear. This is the president's Truth Social post where he said, subject to the Islamic Republic of Iran agreeing to the complete, immediate, and safe opening of the Strait of Hormuz, I agree to suspend the bombing and attack of Iran for a period of 2 weeks. He calls it a double ceasefire. Now, the president also saying that there was a 10-point proposal from Iran, and he says that it's a workable basis on which to negotiate. The president claims that all past contention, various points of contention have been agreed to between the U.S. and Iran, but that this two-week period will allow the agreement to be finalized. Now, this caps off, Tom, a day of rapid developments. There have been ongoing strikes throughout the Middle East, and President Trump had dramatically escalated his threats against Iran, posting earlier today on social media, a whole civilization will die tonight, never to be brought back. Now, ahead of that deadline, Iran's regime today urged people to line up outside power plants. You're seeing a video from state TV of some of those people lined up outside the bridges and power plants. Now, in a phone call late today, the president told me that the use of human shields would be totally illegal, and he added that they're not allowed to do that. There was strong pushback from across the world. Democrats called that earlier post unhinged. Even some conservatives were concerned that the president might be going too far.